Nellie Mackay is a singer, songwriter, actress, comedian, pianist, ukulele player, and star of, well, a recent production of The Threepenny Opera and even more recent production of Old Hats off-Broadway. Her most recent album is Home Sweet Mobile Home. Please help me welcome Nellie Mackay. Welcome to the show, Nellie. What would you like to start with today?
Thank you. I'd like to start with a song called Long and Lazy. You're supposed to have a laugh and have a lot to say. You're supposed to have a gas and make your getaway. But do you know you can't be wrong? How do you know you can't be wrong? You got a long and lazy river to your soul. I wasn't sure about anything, no. I was secure in a rendering, headed west. Now I guess I'm a wandering low, wishing I went good at squandering all. I got a lot that's lame and royal alibis. You got a lot of shame and things are dead inside. But do you know you can't be wrong? How do you know you can't be wrong? You got a long and lazy river to your soul. Awful bored, but if you skip in town and say you'll take no more, well, do you know you can't be wrong? How do you know you can't be wrong? You got a long and lazy river to your soul. Color me damned, feeling petrified, yeah. Tear up my plans, leave me weather blind. Guess it's a past, it's a flash from the other side. Fading fast goes the mast, it's a bitter climb. All I had, and now I know you're mad. Filled with hate, I know that as I stand here, you know I'm too late. But do you know you can't be wrong? How do you know you can't be wrong? You got a long and lazy river to your soul. To your soul. To your soul.
Nellie Mackay, live in the studios here at KPLU. Nellie, I'd like to ask about the formative years of Nellie Mackay. I know you got to move around a lot. You spent some time in the Poconos and Manhattan and Harlem, and you also spent some time in Olympia, Washington?
Yes, that was really the highlight.
Yeah, what are your memories of Olympia?
Oh, well, I've got a lot of family there now, and, well, we lowered property values. I still owe some library fines. And, What else happened in Olympia? Well, it's awfully fresh out here, you know.
It certainly is.
When you get to the airport, it's so much fresher. It's lovely. And I believe you've legalized pot. So that's a plus, too.
Now, I'm also interested in the time you spent in the Poconos. You got to hang out with some big-time jazz names, singer-songwriter Bob DeRoe, I think also saxophonist Phil Woods.
Yes.
Were they encouraging with your career?
Yes. Well, Phil Woods always said I'd talk too much about music. Bob DeRoe, he's just an inspiration to us all. He's a ray of sunshine, you know. Thanks to him, I eat a lot of fig bars and drink a lot of beer. It seems to be his secret.
Now, for a while, when you were reaching adulthood, you trained as a jazz singer at the Manhattan School of Music.
Right. Well, that's one word for it. I'm still paying off those student loans. I mean, there were some very nice teachers, but what a dumb reason to go to school. You can learn that just listening to the radio.
What was your artistic development like during that time? Were you hanging out with a lot of other musicians and entertainers, or was it mostly study with teachers?
Oh, gee, I would say it was mostly, it was more alienation and counting one's pennies at food establishments that didn't want your pennies. They didn't want $2 worth of pennies. They wanted you to have $2. I think the reason I went to school was because we've all been told now that we have to go to college, and it's really a racket, you know. It's become the new high school diploma, only it's privatized, and we're all in debt, and then we have less time to think about things or fight for things. It's a shame.
Well, you did get around to making a critically acclaimed first album, which it was a double album, and we'll get to that in a minute. It followed Norah Jones' debut, which was called Come Away With Me, and at the same time, Jane Monheit put out Come Dream With Me, which was a big hit. Yours was called Get Away From Me.
Right, right. But it wasn't just Norah and Jane. I mean, Frank Sinatra had Come Dance With Me. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog had Come Poop With Me. Ashanti had Come With Me. I mean, it's rather a theme, and I think we all feel invaded. There are cameras everywhere now. There's a camera on the front of your computer. I always cover mine up. If you have your battery in your cell phone, the government can listen in. Even if the phone's off, even if it's out of juice, they can tap that microphone. You feel invaded coming and going. You feel invaded in the bedroom. You feel invaded politically, I feel, from all sides. So I actually felt it was much broader than just a joke, but I guess it did get people's attention.
And the songs did as well. It was full of songs, so full it was a double album, which I think I read somewhere was the first debut double album by a female artist, which seems kind of strange to me. But was it difficult to get the album to be so big and double size?
Yeah, I guess it was. But, you know, when things go well, everything acquires a rosy glow. I think you just remember the things where you didn't go that extra measure. So you should always go that extra measure.
We'd like to hear a few measures in a row, perhaps. A clunky segue, I'm sure. But how about another song? Nellie Mackay is live in our studios here at KPLU.
Drums start beating the morning to the farm. Your grimace widens and your lips part, sounding the silent alarm. And when the bells explode, they scatter, hitching a hand onto the breeze. The grand bureaucracy grows fatter, whistling the old melodies. And away goes the Buckingham Jewel Guard, away goes the cop on the beat, away goes the kid in the schoolyard, away goes the kid in the street. Hey man, what's happening with you? I watched that episode too. Maybe I'll get some Chinese. I'll have the dumplings, no MSG, please. And when the night breaks through, they wonder if all they lost was self-respect. They pass the homes of greed and plunder, still lingering on the disconnect. And we're sitting down for the evening, oh we're through the civil earthquake, oh we're safe in bed and they're dreaming, heaven knows if they'll ever wake. Coffee black. Hey, look, we're back in Iraq. I guess that's the only way. Oh, did I tell you we got Fifi spayed? And when they get to work, they hear drums. The boom fills all the empty space. They file papers, la-da-dee-dum. Trimming their shoebox with lace. And oh, we're, oh, but there's something a-growing. Oh, we're, oh, through the bustle and hiss. Oh, we're, oh, the lawn's a-deep mowing. Oh, we're, oh, there is something a-missy. Oh, we're, oh.
That was wonderful. Nellie, what was that one called?
That's called Toto Dies.
Toto Dies. Nellie, you're a singer and songwriter. You've been on Broadway. You've acted and danced and been in movies. And they seem to all really connect for you as one thing. Do you think that has been kind of your method of entertainment, is put them all together?
Oh, well, I would say more professional dilettante, you know, at this point. I don't know. If ADD, if you can make it work for you, you've got it made, I guess.
I wanted to mention your Doris Day tribute record, Normal is Blueberry Pie, which is one of our favorites here at KPLU. How are you inspired to do an album of Doris Day music?
Oh, I'm glad. It was my promo man's idea. And, of course, I've always admired Doris Day, not just for her sunny disposition, but because she founded the Doris Day Animal League and Animal Foundation, and she's still so far ahead of her time in terms of how many people they don't rescue. You know, they buy and with the fur. You know, I mean, it's still. I keep trying to crack it. I keep trying to think, what is going to make people make the connections between our violence towards animals and our violence towards human animals. And it's cyclical, the exploitation. One validates the other, and how to, because if even Doris Day couldn't do it, you know, you keep trying to figure out how to get that across.
Well, Doris Day certainly was extraordinary, and I think I really like the juxtaposition of the title "Normal is Blueberry Pie." It sort of denotes the good side of being ordinary, of kind of homey and safe. But Doris Day was not safe necessarily. She was extraordinary. And I wonder if you see the dichotomy there.
Oh, well, what a dynamo. You know, she never stopped working. And like Tammy Wynette, she got hustled by a lot of guys. Just Tammy Wynette, I happened to do this history recently for that Old Hats show because my manager and I worked out this kind of News of the World, This Day in History thing. And apparently when she died, her husband, this is just the woman who made Stand By Your Man famous, her husband was busy screwing her over. I hope I can say that on radio. So you know, Doris, who brought happiness to so many, she never quite found that personal happiness, but now she has a lot of dogs, and really, what's happier than a dog?
You'll have to meet our station's mascot dog a little after the show. We'll bring him out.
Yeah.
I also wanted to mention your most recent record, Home Sweet Mobile Home. You worked with this on your with your mother, is that right?
Oh, that's right, yes.
How did that go?
Oh, it was great. She's on the way here with my, she's my manager as well as co-producer and with our bassist, Alexi. So any problems, I blame on him. it's wonderful. I mean, the problem is she cares about the music, and a lot of times I want to sneak off and read a crappy magazine instead of sticking to business.
It can be difficult working in a partnership. Some Rodgers and Hart did it fantastically. Irving Berlin, I'm going to do this myself. How do you feel? Is it easier working with your mother than maybe some other professional musician?
Oh, I think it's hard working with anyone. It's so nice to come here because, you know, you see people that you get the impression that you care about them and they care about you, like my Auntie Chrissy and my Uncle Mike, who's dearly departed, but they live in Olympia. My Nana lived in Olympia. And, you know, when people leave home, especially for women and minorities, when they go to college, their self-esteem drops dramatically with every year of higher education. And partly that's because the professors tend to be white and male, and partly it's because they're taught their own exclusion from history, but partly it's also because they're away from their family. And for all we gripe about our family, they actually maybe care about us more as individuals than society does.
We are thrilled to have Nellie Mackay live in the studios for us. Would you like to play one with the ukulele?
Yes, please.
All right.
I'm so tired, I haven't slept a wink. I'm so tired, my mind is on the blink. I wonder, should I get up and fix myself a drink? No, no, no. I'm so tired, I don't know what to do. I'm so tired, my mind is set on you. I wonder, should I call you? But I know what you would do. It's no joke, it's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'm so tired, I'm feeling so upset. Although I'm so tired, I'll have another cigarette and curse Sir Walter Raleigh. He was such a stupid git. You'd say, I'm putting you on, but it's no joke. It's doing me harm, you know I can't sleep. I can't stop my brain, you know it's 3 weeks. I'm going insane, you know I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I'd give you everything I've got for a little peace of mind. I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert. I had you by my side, I could be a king, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I